Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing 100 years of history through personal narratives. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Tattoos have been a part of military culture for centuries. Soldiers stationed at Fort Bragg support a thriving tattoo industry in Fayetteville and the surrounding towns. For some, the process of getting ink is just as important as the artwork. Daniel Wright is a veteran, a Purple Heart recipient injured in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's also a tattoo artist with Operation Tattooing Freedom, a nonprofit that helps military men and women get free tattoos. He says learning the art of tattooing helped him cope with his own PTSD, and he believes the experience of getting a tattoo can be healing for veterans. We spoke with Daniel at the All-American Tattoo Convention in Fayetteville.
I'm nobody's doctor, never went to school for it, but me personally, I use it for my PTSD. PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. You seen something, you were at an all-time, your adrenaline was at an all-time high when you saw, you did, or whatever you saw, you know, smells, taste, touch, whatever. And after that, it gets stuck at that high. You know, those images get stuck there. And when your adrenaline comes down, it blocks it from being able to come down. So to me, when you get into a tattoo, that adrenaline goes back up. And I'm talking to you while you're getting a tattoo, and it's helping talk that, those issues down, you know? And that's my take on it. Because, like I said, I've been donating tattoos for 2-3 years, and people always ask, how does a tattoo help a veteran? You know, go give them money, go give them this. You must never got tattooed, and you must not be a veteran. Because it's a pain, but at the same time, that pain helps relieve some of the stresses you have.
Lewis Hunt is a Navy veteran. He founded Operation Tattooing Freedom after his first experience being tattooed by a fellow veteran led him to open up about his struggles with PTSD. Though there's little research into so-called tattoo therapy, Hunt is part of a growing number of veterans who say the combination of talk and tattoos helps them cope.
After the tattoo, I got up. I felt like there was a weight lifted off my chest. And I didn't just feel better right then. It was weeks and months later. And I was talking to my wife about stuff that I had never talked to her about. And not just about stuff that happened overseas. Sometimes I get angry about stuff, and I don't know why. It's not like something's happened and my anxiety jumps or my anger jumps. Sometimes it just happens and I have no clue why. But I realized I was able to talk to my wife about stuff like that to the point where she sees a lot of it coming sometimes before I do. I mean, I'm not talking about like I'm in a crowded bar. Sometimes I'm sitting in my house watching Family Guy and something hits me and there's no reason why. But I can talk about it. And that's our goal, is to show vets that there's not a conversation that can't be had. We don't talk about stuff very well. Now, we'll talk about the funny stuff, or we'll make jokes about anything, but stuff that really matters, we're tight-lipped, we're bad about it. But vets talk to vets more than they talk to anybody else, and everybody talks on a tattoo table.
Back on the convention floor, veteran Kayla Knight is looking forward to her 2.5-hour tattoo session with Daniel.
To me, a tattoo relaxes me, it calms me down. To me, it's mellowing. I don't feel the pain in it. With the tattooing and having a social tattoo artist, it's just, that's why I like getting my military ones from a veteran, because you just socialize. Like me getting 101st with him, he was stationed in 101st. I have PTSD as well, so we can not necessarily say, here's why I have it and here's why I have it, but here's what works for me, you know, maybe it could work for you.
Kayla, Lewis, and Daniel's stories were recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.